Now joined by Missouri head coach Dennis Gates on Radio Row in Houston ahead of the Final Four. A Chicago guy. Of course, Chicago roots, won a state championship at Whitney Young, correct? What, 1998, was it?
Absolutely, 1998. That's a long time ago, but definitely hometown for me, born and raised, and definitely family, friends, loved ones still are there, rooted in Chicago.
It's such a great basketball town. You know, the passion for the Bulls, obviously, but at a youth level, it really is one of the great basketball cities in the country.
Yeah, big-time sports town altogether from every possible sport, but basketball specifically. We've had great tradition through the years, great inspiration. Only the best basketball player ever to face this earth. Played at the Chicago Stadium United Center, and we were able to be impacted by his success and the Bulls' success.
You've had some success at Missouri. Give us an overview of what your season was like.
Well, I think ultimately whenever you get your name called and you have a press conference, you have to try to figure out a plan very quickly. And over the last 360-plus days, we've been able, me and my staff, the administration, Desiree Reed-Francois, the athletic director, President Moon Choi, our board of curators, devising a plan to really figure out how we can reinvigorate the tradition at Mizzou. It's such a rich basketball tradition, great players, great fans, and I'm excited to be here. But more importantly, from day one, it's been about the kids, the student athletes.
There are a whole bunch of coaches rolling through here, and obviously the basketball world comes to Houston this weekend. What's on the agenda for you, other than enjoying the games eventually on Saturday? What does a head coach do over these next couple of days,
well,
other than talk to us media types?
Well, specifically, you reinvigorate your relationships with your peers, those that you were once assistant coaches with. You share ideas, try to get better at your craft. Then, obviously, you spend time with your family if your family's here. What I'm here to do is obviously get more involved in the committees that I'm with, from the NABC Ethics Committee to, basketball committees, NCAA, and just try to get into our meetings. But it's a national convention, all levels, from grassroots to college, all levels are here.
This time every year, we kind of reflect on the tournament, and we always pretty much say, wow, what a wild tournament it's been, because there are always upsets. We always see upsets throughout the tournament, but it's unprecedented what we've seen here with the Final Four. No one seed, no two seed, no three seed for the first time ever. What do you make of it? The underdogs and having a couple of fives, a nine seed in there?
What I look at is the teams that aren't here that could have very well made the same runs. It's time for expansion. It is what it is. We just have to figure out a way to keep the bracket on one sheet of paper and expand how we need to expand, because there's a lot of great coaches, a lot of great teams, and a lot of great stories that we're not previewed to.
So expand the plan? Because I think I agree with you. I think we all want to see that 64-team bracket on one paper. But you would like to see the play-ins expand?
I think it needs to be doubled. I think it needs to be doubled. And if you put, whether it's the top two or three teams in each conference around the country playing against other levels, no matter what, there is going to be some upsets. There is going to be some runs. And I think there are some coaches and teams that's been left out and players that's been left out. And we have not seen as many stories as we could, and this is an example of it. We're in a new day here with the portal. There's parity, there's different things going on around us, and transition all around us at this level.
I think everybody was curious to see what the portal would look like. You think that's added to the parity of basketball, rather than maybe some of the more top rated or well-known players heading to bigger programs? You think it's helped college basketball?
Well, I think we're in transition, and I can't say what it does, but I know it gives our student athletes a fresh start if their careers aren't where they think it should be. What we have to do is figure out more rules, more guidelines around it that can protect both the student athlete, the institution, and obviously the programs.
Real quick, White Sox open up their season down the street. Are you a Sox or Cubs fan, being a Chicago guy?
I grew up a Sox fan, nice. but more importantly, a Chicago Bulls fan.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, when the Cubs did make the run, I think every Chicago sports person was for them to finally get over that hump.
Chicago pride. Coach Dennis Gates, appreciate you jumping on.
Thank you. MIZ.